Good afternoon. We're going to call this meeting of the Legislative Council to order. Today is Wednesday, September 10th. It is 2025. It is 1:06 p.m. in the afternoon. Ms. Truitt, can you please call the roll?
Representative Carrick.
Here.
Representative Edgman. Representative Representative Prox. Representative Schrage.
Here.
Representative Stutes.
Here.
Representative Mears. Senator Klayman.
Here.
Representative Mears is here taking the roll, and Representative Klayman is here, too.
Oh, Senator Klayman. I can't remember.
Senator Giesel. Senator Gray Jackson.
Honored to be here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Keel. Senator Stedman. Senator Tobin.
Here.
Speaker Edgman.
Here.
Vice Chair Stevens. Chair Hannon.
Present.
10 members present.
With 10 members present, we do have a quorum to conduct business. I will ask and remind members, especially in the Anchorage Legislative Office building, to speak right into the microphone. And I'll ask Ms. Truitt to do it. They say they can't hear your roll call request very clearly. And as you know, we are working on a new audio system RFP for the Anchorage LIO, but please use those microphones as if you are receiving your Academy Award. With that, the first item is approval of the agenda. Senator Keel, do we have a motion for that approval?
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, if I might note that Representative Kopp has joined us. Second, while your volume is good from Juneau, it sounds like you're speaking around the corner in an echoing hallway. So likewise on the microphones. With that, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council approve the agenda as presented.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. That brings us to our first action item, which is approval of minutes from the August 27th, 2025 meeting. Senator Keel, can we have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that Legislative Council approve the minutes dated August 27th, 2025, as presented.
And again, hearing no objection, the minutes are approved. And I will state for the record, since Senator Keel did, but we do have 11 members present with Representative Kopp in Anchorage, having joined us during the middle of roll call. Our first committee business action item is the Anchorage Legislative Office Building Snow Removal Contract Renewal Number 4. Senator Keel, do we have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve Renewal Number 4 of the Contract for Snow Removal Services with Kelly Incorporated, doing business as A1 Lawn and Landscaping, in the amount of not to exceed $65,000.
And I'm going to object to that motion for the purposes of discussion and ask Procurement Officer J.C. Kestel to come forward and provide information on that contract renewal. Mr. Kestel?
Thank you, Chair Hannon. For the record, my name is J.C. Kestel, Procurement Officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. I turn your attention to your members' packets. In your packet, there's a memorandum explaining the renewal of the snow removal contract here for the Anchorage Legislative Office Building. This would be renewal number 4 if approved by the committee. This contract has been in place for several years now, and the agency is satisfied with the services that they've been providing. There are no price increases with the renewal associated with the renewal, and need to answer any questions.
Are there any members who have questions? Hearing no questions, I'm going to remove my objection and ask Ms. Truitt to take a roll call vote on the motion to renew the contract.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Speaker Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Yes. Did you say Stutes?
Correct.
Yes.
Representative Mears.
Yes. Apologies.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Tobin.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays.
With 11 yeas and 0 nays, the motion to renew the contract for snow removal at the Anchorage Legislative Office Building has been approved. That brings us to the next item on the agenda, the Homer Office Space Lease Renewal Number 1. Senator Keel, do we have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that Legislative Council approve renewal number 1 of the lease extension for Homer Office Space in the amount of $58,119.12.
And I'm going to object for the purposes of discussion and ask Mr. Kestel to provide information on this lease renewal.
Thank you, Chair Hannon, members of the committee, for your time on this request. The agency is requesting to proceed with renewal number 1 of the lease extension for the Homer Office Space and Legislative Information Office. This is the one of the district offices for Senator Stevens and Representative Vance, who have both expressed interest in the renewal and support it. There are 5 optional 1-year renewals. This would be the first of those 5 if exercised by the committee. And this lease does exceed $50,001 calendar year, or sorry, fiscal year. So therefore, the legislative council is required. Happy to answer.
Are there any questions of Mr. Kestel regarding this lease renewal?
I'm sorry, Representative Stutes, I did not catch the full question or comment.
Representative Stutes, were you seeking the floor?
No, not at all.
Okay. Are there any members seeking the floor on this lease renewal? Then I'm going to remove my objection and ask Ms. Truitt to take a roll call vote.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Speaker Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Mears.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel. Senator Tobin?
Yes.
Chair Hannan?
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays.
With 11 yeas and 0 nays, the lease renewal for the Homer office space has been approved. This brings us to our next renewal, which is the Kodiak office space lease renewal. Senator Keel, do we have a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the Legislative Council approve renewal number 3, the lease extension for Kodiak office space, in the amount of $71,012.52.
And again, I'm going to object for the purposes of the discussion and ask Mr. Kestel to provide information on this renewal.
Thank you, Chair Hannan and members of the committee. In your packet is the memo requesting renewal number 3 of the lease extension for the Kodiak office space. The Kodiak office space serves as the district office for Senator Stevens and Representative Stutes, who have both expressed positive feedback and interest in doing this. The lease allows for 5 one-year renewals to be exercised, and we have exercised 2 of those so far. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
Madam Chair, this is Senator Tobin.
Senator Tobin, go ahead.
Thank you. May I ask why 52 cents?
Mr. Kestel.
Through the chair, Senator Tobin. That dollar amount is calculated by a CPIU calculation annually that adjusts the lease based on consumer price index. So next year it could be 13 cents. It just depends on how the CPIU calculation stands out.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Rep. Edgerman.
I couldn't hear who it was, but go ahead.
Yes, it's Rep. Edgerman.
Representative Edgerman, go ahead.
So, speaking in support here, just as a previous measure, it's interesting, one-year contracts with them, usually prices increase, they don't decrease. But could we just explain the logic behind your rules?
Certainly. Through the chair, Representative Edgerman, I think the one-year renewal options really gives the agency and the legislature the ability to decide as time goes on, as this lease ages, if the space or the needs are still there for the legislature. Over time, a district may shift because of redistricting. It might put more legislators in a certain district or a certain office. So this way that I believe this is the way and reasoning why our leases have been historically set up with one-year renewal options. It gives the legislature the ability at some point, if they outgrow the facility, to bond, or if they feel like the facility is costing them what the market is through that process. So we initially start leases with a 5-year initial period and then have a number of one-year renewal options after that. That initial 5-year period is to entice, if you will, building owners and lessors to enter into an agreement with us. Because a lot of them won't do it just on a 1-year agreement from year to year. You got to have some sort of long-term investment opportunity for them to want to lease to a citizen. Thank you.
Representative Stutes, since this is your district office, just see if you have any comments.
No, I'm fine with the lease. They've taken pretty good care of us. We've had a few incidences, but they seem to address them readily. But I do have another question. Why is it that some legislative offices are only open 6 months out of the year? That's a real difficult situation, and I ran into that. And in running into it, the individual that works for the LIO was out of town. The office was closed for 6 months, and she had all the keys with her. So we couldn't even get in to the office. And so I'm curious as to who determined and why some offices only have a 6-month lease or are only open 6 months out of 12.
Representative Stutes, I'm going to ask that we bring that item up as a separate item of discussion.
I would be happy to do that, Madam Chair.
Since it doesn't pertain directly to this lease renewal. But, yes, as you note,
That's fine, and I appreciate that. I think that we've had great service from the managers of our current office here, and it seems to be a real accommodating working relationship.
All right. Anyone else on the Kodiak office renewal? Hearing no one seeking the floor, I'm going to remove my objection and ask Ms. Truitt to take a roll call vote on the motion.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Speaker Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Prox.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Mears.
I believe with Representative Prox online, you no longer need my vote.
Correct. So I'm going to we're going to void the roll. On this, I'm going to acknowledge that Representative Prox has joined us. Representative Mears serves as an alternate, and since Representative Prox has joined us, Representative Mears will no longer be voting, and ask Ms. Truitt to start again with the roll call at the top on the Kodiak office space renewal.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Speaker Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Yes.
Representative Prox.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes. Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Tobin.
Yes.
Representative Kopp. Could you repeat that in the mic?
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays.
So with 11 yeas and 0 nays, the Kodiak office space renewal lease extension has been approved. This brings us into a motion to go into executive session for a briefing regarding legal issues surrounding Executive Order 137. And Senator Keel, the motion for an executive session, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1 for discussion of matters the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a government unit, and 22B3, discussion of a matter that may, by law, be required to be confidential. The following people may remain in the room or on the line for the executive session: Jessica Geary, Crystalyn Jones, Liz Clark, Emily Nauman, Ian Walsh, Madison Truitt, any legislators not on Legislative Council, and any staff of Legislative Council members.
And with that, if there is no objection, we will take a brief at ease to transition to executive session. I'm going to call this Legislative Council meeting back to order, and I'm going to ask Ms. Truitt to call the roll and reestablish a quorum.
Representative.
Can we get a moment, please?
Yes. Brief at ease. Okay, I'm going to call this meeting of the Legislative Council back to order. Ms. Truitt, please call the roll to reestablish a quorum.
Representative Carrick.
Here.
Speaker Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
Here.
Representative Prox.
Here.
Representative Schrage.
Here.
Representative Stutes.
Here.
Senator Klayman.
Here.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Honored to be here.
Senator Keel.
Here.
Senator Tobin.
Here.
Chair Hannon.
Here.
11 present.
With 11 members of the council present, we have a quorum to proceed with business. Senator Keel, do you have a motion for consideration?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I move that under the authority of AS 2420-0604F, Legislative Council authorize a contract for legal services not to exceed $100,000 to undertake litigation on behalf of the legislature regarding the governor's issuance of an executive order during the first special session of the 34th Alaska State Legislature. And I further move that Legislative Council authorize the chair to give direction to Legislative Legal Services and outside legal counsel regarding the litigation.
I'm going to object for the purposes of discussion and ask Ms. Nauman to speak briefly to the motion.
For the record, this is Emily Nauman, Legislative Legal Services. Let's give a brief overview of the genesis of this litigation. It's a disagreement between the legislature and the governor about whether or not the governor has the authority under the Alaska Constitution to introduce an executive order during a special session. Specifically, this is in front of the legislature now because the governor introduced Executive Order 137 establishing the Department of Agriculture recently during the special session, and it was returned by the presiding officer to the governor. The governor is asserting that he will give effect to the executive order because it was not specifically rejected or disapproved by the legislature, thus causing a conflict in the interpretation of the Constitution between the legislature and the executive branches. My understanding that this legislation, the litigation, is aimed at resolving whether or not a governor can introduce an executive order during special session.
Thank you. Members of the committee, are you ready to vote, or is there discussion?
Madam Chair, Representative Kopp.
Representative Kopp, go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair. Just I'll restate for the public what I said in the executive session. I strongly support the separation of powers and the legislature, and specifically alleged counsel obtaining the authority to file suit if necessary to get questions of law answered. But at this time, it appears the administration has de-escalated their push towards creating this department outside of the legislative process. We do have two bills in play. I would like to see us not initiate this until there's some overt action by the administration that clearly indicates their intent to move unilaterally on this issue outside of the legislative process. And so by I vote today is not against protecting our separation of powers as a separate branch of government, but the desire to maintain that authority and preserve and to prioritize that we are willing to work in a bipartisan manner with transparent debate that respects the constitutional process without ratcheting up the pressure, as you know, seems to be significant, both national and statewide. I would like to reserve that until we see more movement toward unilateral action. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Other members of the council seeking the floor.
Yes, Madam Chair, this is Representative Stutes.
Go ahead, Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think it's important that, of course, we want to make every effort in working with our governor and the executive branch. But I also think that we have to protect the rights of the legislature. And to me, this is a simple situation, being a parent and a grandparent, this has been brought before the body, before both bodies, and voted down, clearly. And it's just a question to me of, we said no. Don't you understand what no means? And we are still in the 34th legislature. If we have legislation pending on this issue, and the executive branch, if they want to pursue this, they have the opportunity to work with the legislature through legislation and to introduce a second EO during special session with a limited time frame. To me, it's a question of what part of no don't you understand? Thank you, Madam Chair.
Other members seeking the floor.
Madam Chair, this is Representative Prox.
Go ahead, Representative Prox.
Yes, thank you. I would caution against approving this motion. I think we are too focused on a disagreement between this governor and this legislature and not thinking enough about the possibility of prohibiting needed action by some other governor sometime in the future that might be more urgent than this by simply doing nothing. We have the ability, if the governor calls us, well, we have the requirement, if the governor calls us into special session, to show up. And we have certainly have the authority to say no. And if we don't want to do something, we should explicitly say no. But to establish, if we win, we would establish a precedent that the legislature can do something by doing nothing. And that just does not seem like a very good practice to have established for any organization. Thank you.
Other members seek.
This is Representative Shragi.
Go ahead, Representative Shragi.
Thank you, Chair Hannon. Today I'm going to be supporting litigation on this matter. I think we have a clear record of the legislature rejecting this executive order, and then this being moved through as another executive order. I think we're in a tight place as a legislature. We'd like this last year to be productive and our relationship with the executive to be as productive as possible. I am encouraged that maybe there is some desire from the administration to back off from their position, but I also, in review of how things have played out over the prior few months, I really see it as our prerogative to protect ourselves procedurally. And for us to do that, I believe we need to file litigation now. Part of what we've heard today is that we are already on an accelerated timeline, very limited time to actually bring forward litigation. And with a January 1st effective date, I see the administration as able to effectuate this executive order and create this department without the legislature having any oversight or insight into the cost or what resources are being allocated. I believe that erodes our power as a legislature. Again, I'd like to see this litigation move forward. If there is movement from the administration to back off from the creation of this new department, I think that it would be appropriate for the legislature to withdraw the litigation, or could very well be appropriate for the legislature to withdraw the litigation. But right now, given how the process has played out, in order to protect ourselves procedurally and keep litigation on the table as an option for us, prior to this a new department being created and the mess really becoming much more complicated to unwind, we need to go forward with litigation today, and I'll be a yes. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, and I think that's Senator Keel.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. The issue before us here in this vote really is defending the Constitution and the legislature's role. I believe we should do more ag work in Alaska. I believe Alaska state government has a role to play in making it possible and easier for more Alaska farmers, ranchers, and mariculturists to grow more food. The vote for me on the executive order in the regular session was a very tough one. I was talking to the governor's office until the morning of the joint session. But that's not the question that's before us. And with great respect to Representative Brox, no one is asserting here that the legislature may act by inaction. What is before us is the question of whether this second shot at an executive order came in a way that the Constitution allows. I am convinced it did not. I will let the attorneys write out all the arguments about why, because I don't have a law degree. I also trust that you, Madam Chair, and our council won't spend the money and file the suit if it's not needed. If the governor does, in fact, de-escalate and take back this statement that was in writing a month or two ago, that he was going to act on his own, then we don't have to do this. That'd be great. But as the speaker just before me said, I think it is essential that we authorize it in order to defend the Constitution and the legislature's role. So with that, I will be a yes vote. Encourage others to do the same.
Other members seeking the floor? Hearing no one else, I believe we are ready for a vote. Ms. Truitt, call the roll.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Speaker Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Kopp.
No.
Representative Prox.
No.
Representative Schwage.
Please repeat that.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Senator Tobin.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
9 yeas, 2 nays.
So with 9 yeas and 2 nays, the motion has passed. I have nothing further to come before the council. So we will be adjourning at 3:32 p.m.